When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When the kids are asleep, that's when Dad has time to play. Welcome to the Geeky Dad After Dark.
Okay, I'm here again. I'm the Geeky Dad, and I'm here with my co-host, the Geeky Wife.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, we are in the middle of a heat wave, and again, we have to take off the fan to do this recording because we don't have a professional studio. And, you know, we're going to be sweating balls. I mean, I'm going to be sweating balls. I don't know about you. What do you sweat?
Boob sweat.
Boob sweat. Yeah. Yeah. So, let's talk about this week is the Netflix streaming showdown. You know, we did the Amazon one a couple of weeks ago. This is the Netflix one. Now, let's talk about the recent show that just came out that everybody's talking about.
Okay.
Resident Evil. Okay? Now, before we even go into that, do you have any prior knowledge of Resident Evil?
Well, yes, I have seen the show. I mean, not the show, the movie.
The movies.
Yes, the movies.
With
Mila
Jehovah Witness.
Jehovah-vitch.
Yes. Mila Jehovah Witness.
Yes.
Yeah. And you saw all of them, right?
Yes, I have seen all of them.
What is it, like 20 of them?
I don't think there's 20 of them, but there's quite a few of them, yes.
Yeah. You've seen me play the video game.
Yes, I have.
Right? Now, in terms of which one do you think looks better, the video game or the movie?
I would say I like the movie because maybe the fact that I wasn't playing the video game, I didn't feel as excited.
I feel like the video game is way more exciting and, you know, more scary. The storyline is better. The characters are better.
You mean graphics?
No. Storyline, I said. Okay. I said storyline.
Okay.
Yes. And it's actually scary because motherfuckers be jumping out at you out of nowhere.
As I said, you played the game, so it's right. More interesting to you than
right.
Me just watching you play.
And I've seen the animated movies based on video games, which are also way better than any of the live action ones.
I guess.
Okay?
Yes.
They recently did a reboot of the movies.
Yes, which bombed.
Yeah, it's called Welcome to Raccoon City.
Yeah, is it the prequel or like is it after?
It's a remake. It's a reboot.
Oh, totally starting over.
Right, and I think that's going to be it. They're not going to make any more. It bombed.
Yeah, we didn't see it though.
No. It doesn't really have a big name cast or anything like that, you know?
It's one of those sci-fi type of movies, I guess.
I don't think so. We actually went to theaters, but we did not see it. Now, you know, Netflix, you have a big IP like this. IP is intellectual property, by the way. That's the Hollywood lingo I'm giving you, okay? You have a big IP like this, and you would think you would probably get A-list talent. You know, I mean, Netflix does not have too many IPs right now, you know, besides, you know, Karate Kid, I mean, Cobra Kai and maybe, you know, Stranger Things and what else? What is else? Oh, their big show.
I can't remember any.
Umbrella Academy, yes, yes. Right? They lost Lost in Space, which was one of their better shows.
Yes, and, they finished it.
You know, yeah. They lost all the Marvel stuff, so they lost all that.
Yeah. And Stranger Thing ain't coming back for next 2 years.
They're probably going to try to spin off Stranger Things into like 5 different shows or so. I don't know. But yeah. You have this big property and you totally, utterly, tremendously fuck it up. Right?
Yes.
Totally.
Yep.
Right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Everything from the acting, from the special effects, from the directing, from, you know,
every angle, okay?
Yeah, everything looks cheap. You know, it looks like a sci-fi TV show.
Unbelievable.
From the sci-fi channel. You know, the makeup looks bad. The zombies look horrible.
The thing is,
the zombies do not look good.
No, they didn't show much of the zombies anyhow. Like, you know what they look like? They look like, you know, those show, that movie, that Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, like, they look like inbreds?
Yes. That's what I felt like.
You know what they also look like? They look like lepers.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what look they were trying to go for, but
it was nasty.
Definitely not... it looked cheap.
Yes.
You know? I mean,
I felt like I could have acted better. I could have wrote the thing, the movie better.
I got nothing against Lance... Reddick playing Wesker, but he's a little too old for the role. Wesker is a young guy, a fit guy. He didn't have any kids.
Isn't he supposed to be white?
Regardless of white, black, I don't care about that color.
Okay, I'm just saying.
If you act like the character, you can be any color you want.
Yes.
In fact, in the reboot, they hired an Indian guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that guy, yes, I know.
To play a white character. So, you know, you could do anything as long as...
It just has to be believable.
Right. I mean, Marvel does it all the time. They recast different races all the time.
But the thing is, like, I don't think it's the guy's fault. I would say, like, it's
He was probably the best actor in the show.
Yes.
But he was not Wesker.
No.
Wesker is a total badass. He's the villain of Resident Evil, you know. He's not a sympathetic asshole guy with two bratty kids. Oh, my God. Those girls are the worst.
Yes.
Okay? Now, the show, when they flash back, there's no transition whatsoever.
Oh, God. I was getting, like tired of this. Like, 1 minute we are here, next minute, like, they're back in Raccoon City. 1 minute, like, me and my husband, we are talking. Next thing, I'm, like, going flashback, like, oh, I'm playing with my dolls, and he's just jumping around, like...
Yeah.
No recollection or nothing.
Yeah. There's
no transition.
There's no rhyme or reason for the flashback. And guess what? When they flashback, it makes the show slow down to a crawl. The storyline with the two girls is not interesting at all.
It's dumb.
You know? It should have been kept at a 5 minute part in the show, you know? At most.
But the thing is, like, when I've seen it in other movies, like, when you flashback, there has to be, like, something you...
Interesting.
Reminisce, you know?
Right. Like Arrow.
Yes.
In the beginning, Arrow's flashbacks were interesting.
Yes, because you think of something and that reminds you of something past.
Right. And plus, it was a mystery with the flashbacks.
Yes, it connects.
Right. I mean, towards the end, they started going, you know, ooh. But, you know, in the first two seasons of Arrow...
It was okay.
You know, the flashbacks actually made sense.
We've seen other movies, too.
Lost. The first couple of seasons of Lost, the flashbacks were okay. But then, you know, they were trying
Jack Reacher.
They were trying to stretch shit out in that show. And then it went through the rails.
Yes.
You
Jack
know?
Reacher, we saw.
Right.
Flashbacks made sense.
Regardless, you know, shows can do flashbacks in a good way.
Yes.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
This one did not.
No.
You know. And it didn't help that those two girls...
Bratty.
...were bratty as hell. Really bad actresses, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And...
No respect for authorities or...
Really
dad
dumb
or...
kids. Retarded. Okay? I would think... I is that the bad word?
Yes.
Hughes?
Yes.
Well,
I feel like...
They felt like they were retarded because they were doing some stupid shit.
I feel like you're insulting the...
Oh.
The word retard, even like
I'm
describing
sorry. I'm
them.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
They're worse. Okay?
Mentally challenged.
They're worse.
Okay, I feel as if mentally challenged people actually have more sense
than those two girls. They acted like entitled, privileged,
two dumb girls. Okay.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And they couldn't get two girls that look completely different than the adults' versions of themselves too.
Yeah, and they're twins apparently.
No way. No way. That's didn't make any said. Sense. Didn't yes. make any sense mm-hmm. whatsoever. You know, why can't you just do a show actually based on the game characters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even the movies did not even base any characters from the book, from the game. Nobody know who the fuck Alice is. Alice was just made up for the movie, you know?
Yeah.
Supposed to be regular dudes trying to fight a virus in a zombie-infested place. It's just a bunch of cops fighting shit. Okay?
And
that's what it is.
The other girl from...
What?
The other villain from the other movie, Bad Boys. The recent Bad Boys.
Yeah, girl. Who cares about her? She's...
Yeah, she also acted...
Everybody overacted.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bad show, you know? And you wonder why people are dropping Netflix left and right. If this is the best show that they can come up with, okay?
Please, spare us.
Can you just go away, Netflix? All right?
I feel like we are doing a now, civic duty by telling people not to watch this show because it's that bad.
It's like, you know, they hire these people to do these shows. And this is with a lot of Netflix shows.
Mm-hmm.
They hire these people to do the shows and they don't actually read the script before okaying the budget. You know, they must have some quality control going on at that place. You know, Marvel has a guy called Kevin Feige.
Mm-hmm.
He's in charge of everything at Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
If something is not right or doesn't go with the whole plan,
mm-hmm.
he's like, no, you got to change that. You got to add that, mm-hmm. you know? Same thing with the Star Wars shows. It's all Jon Favreau. He's in charge of everything.
Yes.
You know? One dude.
Happy.
One dude
mm-hmm.
in charge of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You have that's why you have some kind of cohesiveness. I mean, say what you want about Boba Fett, but still, the best parts were the Mando stuff. Okay?
No, but I don't have any complaint about Boba Fett. It's just the character. But
yeah.
The acting was on par. The story was good. It was exciting, and it didn't look cheap.
It didn't look cheap. This show looked cheap. Now, I'm going to give you the best case scenario of how this show would have been done. What if, okay? Mm-hmm. They hired the same writers and producers of Stranger Things.
The brothers? Duff Brothers?
The Duffer Brothers.
Yeah.
Imagine the Duffer Brothers doing Resident Evil. I mean, the makeup, the special effects, the direction on their show is 100% better than the crap that we saw.
We said it before and we will repeat it again. Stranger Things looks like you're watching a movie. It's I don't know what they do. It's like a movie quality.
Well, you watch it on you TV. Can tell like they put some kind of effort into it.
This show.
It's just random shit too in this show.
Please, save your time. Don't watch it. Watch something else.
You know, I feel bad for the fans of Resident Evil. It's a good concept.
I was excited.
It's a great concept that they just totally ruined.
Yeah.
Ruined. You know?
I was very excited. Like, I thought, like, you know, this is a show I'm going to watch and I'm going to enjoy. Oh, Lord, I couldn't, like, finish watching it fast enough.
And,
like,
you know, we're supposed to care about this girl surviving in the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Did you care?
No, and the thing is, like, she got a husband named Arjun, and they have a kid. The kid has nothing to do with looking Indian. The kid looks, I mean, I don't want to be rude. Kid looks black, and obviously she's black. And where's this Arjun character came from?
You don't know. You don't know if that's the father. It could be adopted.
Yeah, but why add to this other character, Arjun?
Yeah, I mean, why do we even care if she lives or dies? I don't care about her. Because she was a total dumb bitch as a kid.
The sister, too.
Yeah, both of them.
Apparently, the sister didn't die, which they don't disclose anything. And one minute, the sister is on together. Next minute, they are fighting each other. Like,
right,
one minute.
Right. It's a total, you know...
Clusterfuck.
Clusterfuck. That is definitely... You know, this should have gone in our old previous segment called Shit We Saw on TV. This is definitely the shit. We saw on TV.
I took one for the team by watching it all.
Literally, I fell asleep during every episode. And it doesn't matter if it's like the middle of night or in the afternoon.
Yes.
When you're like fully aware. Mm-hmm. I started watching it and dozing off. That's how bad it was. Seriously. Stay away.
I did a favor, okay? I watched it and I'm telling you guys, don't waste your time. Please.
I would say if you had a Netflix subscription, watch Stranger Things, Cobra Kai, Lost in Space,
Umbrella.
Maybe Umbrella Academy. Yeah. I haven't seen The Witcher yet. Maybe The Witcher, you know, that's one of the biggest shows. See Red Notice and, Adam Project and,
stuff like that.
Yeah. And then, like, for 1 month, you should be finished with that. Cancel that shit until the new season.
I literally felt like I'd rather stay outside in the heat wave in the hot sun than watch this show.
Yeah.
It was
that
bad. I couldn't take it.
Now, speaking, I know we're talking a lot of shit about Netflix. I know, you know, they do have some good stuff. And we're going to mention it right now. We're going to mention The Man from Toronto. All right?
Yeah.
Now, it's not like, okay. It's not like worthy of like, okay, this movie's so good. You got to get Netflix for this movie. This, the shit. No. That's not it at all. It's a, you know, turn off your brain, a funny action comedy buddy type of thing. What do you expect when
you put those two characters
it's
together?
It's some very random buddy cop combination right there. It's like...
it's not a cop.
That's the genre. It's like when you have two people in an action movie.
And Woody Harrelson acting the same way.
Well, I mean, you know, that's Woody. Yeah. Woody Harrelson plays a hitman and Kevin Hart... I just said Kevin Hart, you start laughing. Plays an annoying, short, dumbass.
Yes.
That he does in every
movie
that he does.
Yes.
The annoying, short, dumbass dude.
And he's getting his ass kicked left and right and being screwed over.
Right. And he's pretty jacked. He's a jacked guy. He's pretty buff. And he's always getting beat up, you know?
Yes.
Can you imagine him doing a serious movie where it's an action movie and you see him coming up? Would you laugh just seeing him like in a movie with like John Wick?
I don't know, man. him I fight? Can imagine.
How? What if he comes out? I'm gonna kill you, John Wick.
I don't know. I'm sorry. All jokes aside, his voice just annoys me. Like every time he opens his mouth, all I hear is like screeching. Like
it sounds like a fake voice, but I don't know. That's how he talks in real life.
Yeah,
I saw a documentary with him. You know, some of his best movies are the ones he does with The Rock. All right.
Yes.
All right.
I know what you mean. But we also didn't see the movie when he's like a single parent or something.
I did not. I actually do want to see that, but I haven't got a chance to watch it.
Since you said like, is he serious or anything? Maybe
he did do a Netflix. Series with Wesley Snipes. It's actually supposed to be a drama.
Okay.
I never saw it.
We gotta check.
I heard it was good, but this movie had some good action. It looked cheap in some parts. It did not look like a big budget movie in terms of.
No.
But it was like a turn off your brain, funny, like, you know, action.
No, but the thing is, like, movie. I actually enjoyed watching it rather than Resident Evil.
Yeah, I mean, it got all the same tropes.
Yes.
You know, I'm a hitman. I got a conscience. I don't want to kill. I want to give up my life as a hitman.
I want to open a restaurant.
You know.
Well, he did.
I'm trying to retire. No, you can't retire. We're going to send everybody in to kill
you. After you, yes.
Always. Every single time this happens.
A hitman could never get out clean.
Every time. Is
you're in it
either,
forever.
Either a hitman or a mobster.
Yes.
Those are the two things.
You're in it for life.
Or a secret agent.
Mm-hmm.
You can't leave.
Yes.
Yeah. Either fake your death or something. You know. This movie was directed by the same gentleman that did Hitman's Bodyguard.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. Yeah, so it has the same type of tone. It's not as R-rated as that movie. It's more PG-13. But, yeah.
Let's move on. My wine is getting...
We are really getting...
Really hot. I'm
hot.
Drinking my cool wine.
Okay, we'll be right back. This episode is sponsored by Audible. You know, you can get thousands of great selections of audiobooks, plus exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. And, you know, you can get theatrical performances, A-list comedy, and best of all, even podcasts like this one. And all you need to do is go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast and you'll get 30 days free when you sign up. You know, when you download titles, you know, you can listen to them offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets. You can listen across devices without losing your spot. And if you can't decide what you want to listen to, don't worry. You can keep the credits for up to a year. And then you can binge them all in a whole series if you like. So, go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast and get your free trial on us. Help out the show, help out yourself, and listen to great audiobooks with A-list talent narrating. Right now I'm listening to Artemis, narrated by Rosario Dawson. You know, it feels cool to have a celebrity narrating to you. It makes you feel special. So, try it out. Okay, we're back.
I have a full glass of wine.
You should have put some ice in that wine. It's freaking hot.
You don't put ice in the wine.
It doesn't matter. It's hot.
What's wrong with you? You're not a wine person. You don't know. Please.
Okay, then you should have got a beverage that could take ice.
You mean scotch or whiskey?
Anything with you know, doesn't alcohol make you feel more hot?
No.
No?
No.
I don't know. What's something wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm living with you, so I need all the wine I can get.
Well, you know, liquor is the only thing that makes you interesting when you talk, probably.
Wow.
Right? Yeah?
You're such an ass.
Why else would you always drink when we do the show?
Because it's end of the day. I'm relaxing. I'm chillaxing with my lovely husband.
By the way, I don't think you can actually get drunk because you're sweating more than what you're drinking right now.
True. True.
Yeah. Like, again, like, you know, like I'm saying, we're doing the show in the middle of a heat wave without a fan or AC because they make noise when we record.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If anybody out there has any ideas on how we can do this.
What kind of fan or something we can get.
Show without a fan or AC.
I mean, we could do it with the fan. It's going to be annoying.
You're going to hear like.
Yes. We don't want to do that.
Yeah. And you probably still heard some noise because she was fanning herself. So yes. Sorry for that.
Well, I'm so sorry, okay?
Okay.
I couldn't take it.
You know. What are we talking about? Oh!
Netflix movies.
Netflix and chill. What does that mean?
I don't know. What does that mean?
Everybody always says, that's Netflix and chill. What does that mean?
I don't know. Netflix and bon chica wow wow?
Wait, it's just... Is that just same as just being like, okay, let's watch TV and then fuck?
I don't know, man. I don't do that. I have no idea. I'm too busy with my kids and my
Is that what people do these days? Husband. Is that what people do these days?
I don't know.
That's the new thing?
I don't know. Maybe you gotta figure it out when I leave you.
No. You ain't leaving me.
What do you mean I'm not leaving you? I could leave anytime I want. I could simply go upstairs, leaving you down here.
I'm gonna follow you.
Right.
I'm going to follow you like a puppy.
I thought you could do better.
No, I can't.
No. Why don't you just say you're just too lazy to look for something new?
I can't leave you because everybody likes you on the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay? You don't... This is the only reason I'm keeping you because everybody loves you on the show.
Am I the Joker for this show?
Wait, Joker?
Like the laughing stock?
No. You are, you know, like... You know how they do a show about a certain person, and then there's a side character that goes on the show, and he's, like, better than everybody. Like, for instance, Walking Dead has Daryl.
Ah.
Everybody likes Daryl.
Yeah.
Or you did Family Matters, and Urkel came on the show.
Oh my God, you're comparing me to
Nobody Urkel? Cares about the family on Family Matters. Wow. Everybody cares about Urkel. They didn't call the show Urkel. Wow. You know? Nobody cares about the geeky dad.
Here, I thought I was going to give you a compliment. So
listen, nobody cares about a geeky dad. They care about the geeky wife.
Everybody, just listen. My husband is now a mechanic, okay? He could fix my car without taking it to the shop, and I'm very proud of him.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that. I was going to remind you to say that, but thank you.
You like to toot your own horn.
Anybody can be a mechanic. Anybody can be a carpenter or a Mr. Fix-It.
As long as you have YouTube.
As you have YouTube and Google. They tell you to do everything. You know, you don't need to hire anybody.
Can I add the line? Even stupid can do it.
Even stupid can do it. Unless, you know, you don't have good internet. Then you're screwed.
Yeah. You thank you for fixing my mirror, although you broke it.
I did not break it.
I don't have any proof.
Listen, a guy drove into my car when I'm parked.
How do I believe you? You never believe me. If something in the house breaks accidentally or by my kids, he blames me. So I'm going to blame you.
If you're sleeping and I have sex with you, okay?
What? I would not be sleeping if you're having sex with me. What's wrong with you?
What is that? Who's at fault there?
Your fault.
Exactly. So my car was asleep.
Really?
It's not my fault. It's the attacker.
Oh my God. You don't even know how to use metaphor. You're totally dumb at this point. No wonder you have me on the show, or else nobody would even listen to your show.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you for being on my show.
You're so dumb. Like, it's an insult for calling you a dumb.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe it.
You know, you married me. Oh, okay?
You weren't this dumb before.
Well, you know, I lost a lot of brain cells.
Oh, God. If I only knew.
Yeah.
It's like you got layers. Like, every day I'm, peeling into, a new
Like an onion?
Yes.
And you know, at the center, it's rotten.
Oh, God.
Because it's been there for so long, it's quite spoiled by now.
And it's stinky.
Yeah.
It makes you cry.
Aw. Why make you cry?
When you leave me, yes.
Aw.
I love you.
Oh, God, you're sticky.
So I'm sticky.
I'm not touching you tonight.
Okay? You should not be touching me right now.
No. You're gross.
Wow. You are the onion who stinks.
I'm not sticky. I'm hairy, but not sticky.
Wow.
Anyhow, back to the concept of our episode. We're talking about Netflix. Mm-hmm. Is it worth it right now? I'd say probably for about a month or so.
Yeah, you could finish everything good watching there.
Yeah. I would say a year subscription is worth it, especially with the prices they're charging and, you know, the dumb crap where you can't, share your account with people
and
now.
What were you saying about, HD?
I don't know. For some reason... Okay.
All the shows.
Now, I watch stuff on Amazon Prime. I watch stuff on Paramount. We get most of all the streaming apps, mm-hmm. okay? Everything looks so crisp and clear, but every time I watch on Netflix, it looks a little dull.
Yes, we always saying, are we seeing it right?
The thing is not all shows are dull.
No, some of them.
Some of them.
Like the movies, they were pretty
Walking
good.
Dead always looks like blurry for some reason.
I don't know. Maybe
it's our internet. I don't know. But why would it only be Netflix?
Adam Project wasn't blurry.
No.
Red Notice wasn't blurry.
Right.
All the other shows. Stranger Things wasn't blurry.
Right.
So Lost in Space, no. But Resident Evil was blurry as shit. And
it was maybe it was the way it was lit. It looked like it was shot on a camera phone.
Yeah.
By the way, we talked enough shit about that crap fest. We're talking about some good stuff on Netflix. For instance, one of my favorite shows is Cobra Kai. The kids love Cobra Kai.
We are waiting for the next season.
You don't watch Cobra Kai.
I do watch it. I just don't watch it like you guys.
I
know everybody.
We need to watch The Witcher.
Every time I want to watch it, he's like, oh, you want to just see Henry Cavill's butt.
I'm sure. They show a lot of his butt on that.
Yeah, I do want to see his butt.
We liked the Enola Holmes movie.
Yes.
That was good.
We did. Yes, yeah. We did.
They're doing a sequel to that?
Yeah, Ariana would like it.
What else is good on there?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go back to watching Umbrella Academy. I kind of gave up because it just didn't interest
Listen, me. The only character on Umbrella Academy the I boy. Like is the little kid. Okay?
Who can,
Teleport.
Teleport, yes.
You know? He's a badass kid.
Yeah. He's funny, though.
If they ever wanted to do a the sequel to The Batman with a Robin, hire that little kid.
Yeah.
That kid is perfect for Robin.
I see it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's more interesting than Robert Pattinson, that's for sure.
You mean the sparkling vampire?
No, sparkling Batman.
Oh, oh yeah, he's a Batman now.
Yeah, another version of a bat.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I mean, what else is there? What else is there?
I can't think of
anything. Ozark. Everybody talks about Ozark. I haven't seen it yet.
No, but I don't know. Something has to, either the cast or something has to be, you know, attracting me like eye candy or something.
Yeah.
I'm very, like, superficial that way.
By the way, the star of Ozark has a podcast, right?
Jason Bateman.
Yeah. And our podcast beat the shit out of him on Good Pods. Whoa. Okay? Yeah. By the way, we were, the Mothership show, the Geeky Dad podcast, was number one on mm-hmm. Good Pods. Okay? And our spinoff show was also in the top 10. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. And at one time, both shows were in the top 5. Okay? Yes. So.
All thanks to you guys and all your good support.
Thank you to everybody from Good Pods, all the indie supporters of our show. Thank you so much for
supporting us, listening to us.
Giving the wife a smile.
Thank you.
Because she likes to have people adore her.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about some other stuff. Now, The Gray Man came out on Netflix this week. It's supposed to be the big original movie directed by the Russo brothers, the same guys that directed Captain America,
mm-hmm.
The Winter Soldier, and Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame. Woo-hoo. So three of the probably, I think they also did Civil War.
Yeah.
So four of the best Marvel movies.
Yes.
They directed. Okay. Unfortunately, they directed one of the shittiest movies I saw last year called Cherry. With Tom Holland. You didn't see that. I spared you that one.
Oh, yeah.
On Apple.
I think
you Apple TV.
Yes,
Apple TV, you're a piece of shit. You come up with crap. Oh, God.
That's one of the, okay. The...
Stay away from Apple TV.
Content. Yeah.
I don't like anything on
I don't
there.
Have anything to see that.
Yeah. Now...
You made me watch the disgusting show there. I gave up on that.
They're doing another season of that.
See?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a scene in that movie, Cherry. Right? Mm-hmm. Where they have the camera come out through his asshole. Because okay. He's doing a proctology exam.
Yeah, it's okay. Spare me.
Yeah. So you actually see, like, the hole of his asshole. He goes through the asshole and into the doctor's face.
Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you see little Tom Holland's asshole in that movie. Now,
not interested.
Tom Holland plays a crackhead in that movie. Mm-hmm. A total crackhead. And... a bank robber, you know? Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird seeing, you know, Mr. Peter Parker swear and use drugs and talk about, like, want to F girls.
Was he believable?
I guess if I had never seen the Spider-Man movies before, I would say, okay, this kid is okay. But...
There was another movie
It's just weird... Seeing him do that type of role, because all I can think about is, oh, Mr. Peter Parker, he's goody two shoes, you know.
He did another bad movie I didn't like either.
What?
With girl Ray, we saw it together.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember the name of
the
it.
Movie where everybody can hear your thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah. He did another movie on Netflix also with Robert Pattinson.
Oh God. Okay. Yeah.
I heard he was good in that. I haven't seen that. But we're going to talk about The Gray Man. Okay? Yes, the Russos...
Much awaited.
Yeah, the Gray Man is way better than the movie Cherry. Okay?
Yes.
It goes back to the feeling of the Winter Soldier. It has that same vibe, you know. It has Chris Evans. you know.
Oh, hottie, hottie.
With epic mustache. What did they call the mustache?
Trash stash.
Yeah. He had a trash stash.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Yeah. Now, Chris Evans is a very strange actor. He does a lot of villain roles.
Whenever he's not in Marvel.
Yeah. And the thing is, he always plays the slimiest...
Douchiest,
but charming bad guy.
Yes.
Even in Knives Out, he was a total asshole.
But he was charming.
And you're still like, okay, this guy's still cool to hang out with.
No, he has that, like, suave, like...
Right. Even in this movie, he's a total douchebag.
Wearing loafers and, like, you know, chinos.
And he's a lunatic. He's a psycho. But, you know, he smiles.
He smiles and kills you.
He smiles and kills you, and, you know, you think...
He got no remorse, no redeeming qualities.
No. But yet, you still like him.
Yes, because he's slimy.
Yeah.
That's how bad guys should be. I don't like it when, like the hitman or the bad guys, all of a sudden they have a conscience.
One-dimensional, you're trying to say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, sometimes, like, even that movie we just talked about before, like, Woody Harrelson, like, all of a sudden, the hitmen always have a conscience.
Yeah.
They spare somebody.
It would have been more interesting in that movie if he actually didn't have a conscience.
Yes. And I want to see that kind of movie. You are like a stone.
They work together because they have no choice.
Yes.
For survival.
Yes.
Okay? But he's still bad.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the thing about this movie, you also see... Ryan Gosling. That's his name, right?
Yes. The dude from Notebook.
Yeah. Now, I think this is the first real action movie that he's ever done. You know?
I don't know. I only remember him from Notebook.
I think he did a movie called Drive, but I don't really consider that an action movie.
I felt like he got tired of reminding that bitch, like, yo, this is who I am and this is who you are. Like, fuck it, I'm just leaving.
Yeah. And you know what? He was pretty jacked in this movie.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. But the clothes he wears is so baggy.
You can see it.
He looks like he's like a little kid.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he's thin. But when he takes off his shirt, he's like, this dude is jacked. You know? And I was kind of surprised that he actually handled the action pretty good.
Yes. You know? He was good.
He had a little
funny
right.
banter.
Yeah, he has a nice,
dry
strange
humor.
Dry humor about him. And, you know, I'm surprised he hasn't gone to do any superhero movies. I heard he's been approached to do a lot of superhero movies, but he's never done it yet.
What was the line, like, he kept on saying?
Nobody throws a loaded gun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And guess who? The crazy bitch from Ben Affleck movies in it.
From, what was it, Open Water? What was it called again?
I have no idea. Open Water, Open Something.
Something. Like, the one where he's Ben Affleck is a bitch
by
his wife.
Killing everybody for his right. Slutty wife.
Anna de Armas, I think her name is.
Yes, she had a weird name. But she had...
She was pretty good in this movie. She doesn't do...
kicking ass.
She doesn't do much. She's maybe there just for eye candy, I guess.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
But she was kicking ass when she did.
And by the way, she was also in the James Bond movie. And she was probably the best part in that movie.
True.
You know? And mm-hmm. she was in it for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
She was way more interesting than the other girl that was in that movie.
True.
You know?
Definitely.
It should, and I'm talking about the 007 girl that they had.
Yes.
They should have made her the 007.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It would have been interesting.
Yeah. It should have been like a buddy cop movie.
Mm-hmm. Also, there was this girl from Iron Fist.
Yes. Yes.
She's a total waste on that movie.
Yeah.
I felt like she did nothing.
She was good in The Matrix.
Yes.
Probably the best thing in the new Matrix movie.
True.
Yeah. But, yeah, she was trying to be a villain. She doesn't really pull off the villain role.
Yeah, and what's up with her hair? Like, you were talking
It looked like a wig. But this Gray Man is based on a series of books. So I'm assuming they're probably setting up a whole bunch of sequels for this.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. And I
liked it.
Right. Yeah, you know, and the action was on point. You know, the comedy was on point. The acting was on point. Special effects was on point. Now, one thing I gotta say, okay? I am tired of movies
mm-hmm.
where somebody is, on a plane and the bad guys are trying to kill the guy on the plane. And
they're going to jump out of
the plane. They got to fight on the plane and jump out of the plane, and the plane crashes.
Yes.
Okay? We've seen how many movies? We saw this in
Man of Toronto.
All right?
The Mark Wahlberg movie.
We saw that in the Mark Wahlberg movie, Infinite. Okay?
Okay, yes.
We saw that in Old Guard.
True.
Right?
Yes.
I'm sure it's been in a lot of other movies, too. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think it's also in Uncharted.
We didn't see that yet.
But it's in the trailer.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, if he was Tom Cruise was in that movie, the plane.
I'm sure it happened in one of those Mission Impossibles too. Yes, it did.
Probably.
And then you have the ultimate one where the whole movie's on a plane, Air Force One.
Oh yes! How can I forget that? Yes. Yeah. What's up with that? Like, you gotta jump out of the plane, and somebody shoots a gun in the plane, and you know it.
And somebody always flies out.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the car, parachute, or something.
Oh, yeah. There's also that movie Eraser with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Yeah, it's too old. I don't remember. It's pretty old. Sure, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Can we not
do that scene again?
Do another plane action scene like that.
You're forgetting the other scene, like you see in every movie, like something blows up in the back and like a slow motion.
Oh, that's always going to be there. But another thing, in this movie, it's like, okay, he is Ryan Gosling. He is like the big
criminal.
No, assassin.
Yes. Okay. All right? We're going there.
He's
okay.
The assassin guy. Mm-hmm. The most badass guy. Killed everybody that he ever got hit on, right?
Yes.
He has to kill this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't do it because he has a conscience.
Yes.
Because there's a kid there.
Yes.
Now, again, this is the same trope I was saying. Like, every movie is like that when you have a killer. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Killers have a heart of gold.
For once, I want to see the guy kill the kid.
Except for like Criminal Mind or on the other shows like FBI Most Wanted. Right. Those killers don't have any heart of gold. Like,
for once, I want to see somebody just kill the kid. And then when you kill the kid, then he's like, oh shit, what did I do?
Oh God. Oh, last week you talked about like when I wanted Butcher's kids to be dead. Like, oh, mother of the year.
No, I'm talking about story-wise.
Oh my God.
This would make more sense. Like, if you actually do see the guy kill the kid, then he feels remorse. Then he realizes, okay.
You know what? I have fucked it up totally, royally.
This is not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be fun killing this kid. It wasn't fun at all.
Yeah. You call me a psycho, right?
Yeah.
For telling you how I'll kill you, like, you know, hang you with your intestine.
Intestines.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you talk about killing a kid.
It's not real.
Like I was being real. Or maybe I was. Who knows?
I don't know. But regardless, this movie was badass. It's better than the last John Wick movie. Okay?
Yes.
Because that last John Wick movie did not have a storyline. It was just him fighting.
Killing.
And killing people for 2 hours straight. And I love that, but it gets tiring. It got boring after a while.
And everything is a kill shot to the head, like boom, 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 boom.
He goes to this place, there's people there to kill him. He goes to this place, there's people there to kill him. He goes to this place, he goes to kill people. You know? Yes. There's not a real storyline there.
Yes.
Really.
I mean, we like action as much as anybody, but...
But regardless, I'm still going to watch John Wick 4, so...
Yes, I will too.
Right, you know? This one was... You know, it has nonstop action, but there's times where they slow it down.
Yes.
And they actually get into the character's mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have an action story. You know, you get to see a flashback that actually makes sense.
Yes.
You know,
what to the storyline. The things that he's doing.
Right. And you actually get some good acting, you know. So, yeah, that's definitely one movie you guys should watch on Netflix. The Gray Man.
Yes. It's good. It's action-packed. It has eye candy. And best of all, it has Chris Evans. I mean, who doesn't like him?
I'm sure girls like Ryan Gosling, too.
I like Chris Evans.
He has a lot of shirtless scenes, you know?
And also, big thank you to the producer and casting crews for casting that Indian Dhanush. I mean, he didn't do much, but at least...
Right. Well, he was actually the one, again, another hitman who has a conscience.
Heart of gold,
Another thing.
Yes.
You know. I was hoping he would fight some female assassins. Why all the assassins gotta be dudes?
Yes.
You know?
And he, Ryan Gosling, single-handedly killed everybody who were sent to kill him.
Yeah.
He, SWAT team and whatever.
It's basically like, you know, the same role that Jason Statham would have taken.
Yeah, Jason Statham is getting too old for this shit.
Yeah.
And besides, he's busy fighting the shark.
No, he's doing movies with The Rock also.
Fast and Furious or something?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Now, that's about it.
Yes.
So watch these movies. And the other movie we liked was Adam Project. And we liked Red Notice. And we liked... what else? We got to talk about that other movie. Funny. The other show on Netflix.
It's refreshing and funny.
With Mr. Bean. Yes. Rowan Atkinson.
Yes.
It's Bee versus Man.
Yes.
Now, when I first saw the premise...
Man versus Bee.
Whatever. When I first saw the premise of this thing, I was like... How the fuck are they gonna do 9 episodes?
Yeah, but you
can. And you know why?
Yes.
Because every episode is like 10 minutes.
Yes. It could have been a movie.
If it was like half hour for each episode, there's no way this would ever be like a TV show.
Yes.
But.
It's something you could watch
it
with
your kids. It felt like, you know, it felt like one movie that they chopped it up into 10 minute segments. Like
Kubo or Kubo.
I wonder if it was a Kubo show.
I don't know.
It could have been a Kubo show since Kubo. You know, went under, and they had something left over. Maybe they had put this on Netflix.
Regardless, it was good.
It was funny. If you like Mr. Bean, okay, the kids love Mr. Bean. So when they saw this...
You could
this,
watch it with your kids.
I mean...
It's a laugh.
There's a couple of scenes that's kind of gross.
Yeah, but okay? it's not like... It's not like disgusting, like nudity or anything. It's gross as in like...
I mean, he was naked.
Not... Well, you cannot see it, but my kids laugh their butt off because... Yeah. Mr. Bean fell on the dog poop.
Yeah, it's basically 9 episodes of Mr. Bean, well, the actor playing Mr. Bean, trying to kill a bee.
Yes.
And going totally insane.
Yes, trying destroying to kill a house and whatever you name it.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess we actually did talk about a couple of good things.
Yes, there's
I thought it was going to be all like shit talk.
No.
Yeah, we actually did. So, yeah, check it out. And I guess it's worth it for a couple of months, right?
Yes. Depends, like, what you're watching. But please, don't waste your time on...
Don't waste your time on Resident Evil.
Resident Evil,
especially
please.
If you're a fan of the, you know...
It's gonna ruin you.
The franchise, don't even try.
No.
Don't even try. Netflix, try better. Get some better creators on these things. You have a big franchise. Don't screw it up.
And whoever's, you know, like, read the script before you say yes to the movies because, come on. Yeah. You kind of put it like a shit mark on your name, like, when you do this kind of shit shows. And I don't know, who the fuck is writing these stories? Like, are they, like, fucking drunk? Like, seriously.
I don't know. When you get drunk, you act better. So, I don't know.
Shut up.
You know. Right now, you're on a roll.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I bet I could have written a better story than this. I could have acted better.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad. You know. What can you do? Anyhow, that's our show. Stay tuned for our show next week. Hit the bell. Tell people about it. We're on Apple. We're on Amazon. We're on every app that has, you know, podcasting.
Yes. Please. So,
tell people about the show. Yeah. You know, tell us about the show and tell other people about it so you can...
And recommend...
Yeah, recommend it.
Yes. Yeah. And if you want us to watch some shows or whatever, let us know and we'll definitely...
Leave us a message.
Yes, and, we'll check it out.
We'll check it out.
Give our honest
Especially if opinion. It's something gross, we have to freak the wife out on the show.
I like gory and nasty and action-packed stuff. Not nudity.
No,
much.
Weird stuff.
Weird stuff.
Weird stuff. She likes...
Killing.
If you have something Psychotic. Weird you want to recommend, just send it to us.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right?
My husband's the chill one. He cannot take...
Yeah, I like romantic comedies.
I like action.
Yeah. Well,
that's why we are a team.
Yeah. All right. See you guys later. We're going to put on the fan now.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.